It came as no surprise to Capital City Market organizer Evelyn Russo that Myers Group and Foodland Incorporated had reached a deal for downtown Juneau's only full-service grocery store. And it doesn't change the group's plans to do a market study.
It just takes one option off the table. The person who's doing our study is looking at a variety of options, and replacing the A&P store was to be one of them, and now it won't be.
Seattle area grocery consultant Hamilton Resources will conduct the study. The firm will look at Juneau's demographics and existing grocery store options, then analyze whether a co-op would work in the capital city. Russo says possible locations will be just one aspect of the report.
For the sake of the study, we identified some specific intersections, but with the understanding that it's not really that important to pinpoint a location. It's more for general areas. So, we're looking at the Willoughby District, downtown, Douglas, and potentially one out the road somewhere.
Capital City Market raised nearly $18,000 for the study through a founding member drive. If the report says a co-op is feasible, Russo says the group would probably need to raise at least a couple million more to cover startup costs. By comparison, a group in Fairbanks that plans to open Alaska's first food co-op this fall has raised nearly $1.5 million. The market study will determine whether to move forward, but Russo says her personal feeling is that Juneau would welcome a grocery co-op.
I think it's a great business model for Juneau, and I think we could have one of the best stores in Juneau. It would attract people from all over the community. We are looking at doing something that would be organic and natural, but also have conventional, feature local products, especially local seafood. Our marketing study will tell us the mix that could work here.
Russo and other co-op organizers had preliminary talks with Foodland Incorporated President Gary Rosenberger about the Alaskan and Proud space. Rosenberger says he liked what he heard, but the Myers Group was able to move more quickly.
It was a real good second option. Probably it might have been a good first option, but I think the time, they needed a lot more time in order to get in there. Maybe we might have been dark for months before they could move in.
Foodland and the Myers Group announced a 10-year lease agreement for the space on Friday. The Myers Group operates 5 IGA stores in western Washington. The next step for the Capital City Market is a membership meeting on September 21st, where a board of directors will be elected from among the more than 40 founding members. Russo expects the market study to be done in the next month or so. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.